But Rav Yehuda says it's not in Mashu. Umei Rav Yehuda shumei vitita lirik bareivo umasik v'yere detailim. So in other words, even though Rav Yehuda holds that shelek is not mashlim, so shelek does not have a din of mayim to be mashlim in mikveh. But tita nirek has a din of mayim to be mashlim in mikveh. Shumei v'tita nirek v'arevo u'masik v'yere v'tevim. Pirish tita nirek nechshav kemayim liye mikveh. But v'yinechshav kemayim liposel b'shiyim. The psul of shov doesn't apply to tita nirek, but it has a din of mayim ligabe tvile. So mimele you can bring a tita nirek in order to be mashlim the tita nirek that is on the ground. And even though the heretofore tita nirek does not have memsor, so mimele you couldn't apply the din of ashot. But here we don't have to resort to ashot, because tita nirek is not subject to the psul of shuvim. So when tisefte says umasik, it means just the meaning of the word. He's connected with the other tita nirek, so that memsor of the tita nirek should be in one place. V'yir v'teinu pirash tita nirek nechshav kemayim liyin mikveh v'nechshav kemayim liposel b'shiyim. Now we saw that there is a machlokes rishonim in regard to shelek. According to Rabbanan, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in the shelek is mashlim. So there are two machlekes rishonim. One machlekes rishonim is as to whether when the Rabbonim say the shelek is mashlim, does it mean that it can be used to supplement and to be mashlim emso, but to be made exclusively out of shelek? Not. That's the sheet of the Raimet. So the Raimet sheet is that you cannot make a mikveh exclusively out of shalak. Only if you have chofalef somayim, shenim shuvim, so then you can supplement that with yuteso shalak. But according to the Raivet, so while the shalak cannot be used exclusively as the base, as the exclusive basis of a mikveh, only to be mashlim a mikveh that already has chofalef so mayim shenim shuvim, but in order to be mashlim, so even the shelek in the form of shelek can be mashlim. That's the sheet of the right. The sheet of the Rosh is, the sheet of the Rosh is that the shelek can be used exclusively as the basis of a mikveh. In other words, you can make the whole mikveh of memsor out of shalek, and you can use it, you can be tabling it even before it melts. That's the sheet of the Rosh. Then we have another machlekes that we saw in the Mordechai at the end of Perek Bamitaimim. So Rabbi Nishmaye held all the time that when shalek, first, the shalek can be used, and in this machlekes, so both Rabbi Nishmaye and Rabbi Simche and Rabbi Elazar Mibin, they all agree that shelek can be used not only to be mashlim, but even to as a basis, as the exclusive basis of the mikveh. But the machleke between Rabbi Nishmaye and Rabbi Elazar Mibin is on the question that whereas according to Rabbi Nishmaye, so shelek, you can make a mikveh out of shelek exclusively, and to be teivel while it is in the form of shelek. Rabbi Nishmaye agrees on that point with the Rosh. The Rosh also says that. So Rabbi Elazar Mibin says no. While it's in the form of shelek, you cannot be teivel in it. You cannot be teivel in it because it's not shelek is not mayim. So, but the whole halacha of the Mishnah, the shelek is mashlim, only implies that after it melts. Now the question is, after it melts, it is muta. So what kind of a chiddush is the Mishnah tell us after it melts? So it's mayim pure and simple. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the psul of shuvim doesn't apply. The psul of shuvim doesn't apply. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Bim. Rabbi Simchet first agreed with Rabbi Ishmael that you can use shalek. You can make a mikveh exclusively out of shalek, and you can be teveil while it's in the form of shalek. You don't have to wait until it melts and it becomes water. But then Rabbi Simchet was chayzeir. But Rabbi Simchet was chayzeir for a different reason. Not because of the reason by Rabbi Elazar ben Bim. Rabbi Elazar ben Bim, he held that you cannot be teveil while it's shalek, because shalek is not mayim legabi teveil. But Rabbi Nisimche held all the time, even later on when he was chayzeir. So he also held that shalek is mayim. But he said you cannot be teveil in shalek for the simple reason that it's impossible that every piece of shalek of the memzor will overtake the body of the person. Now the question is, how about mayim? So mayim, usually when a person immerses himself in the mikveh, so the memzor doesn't overtake his guf. Suppose he's a teenage, and the guf is overtaken just by five saw, not by memzor. So it's a good tefillah. The answer is, in regard to mayim, there is aloche of viruv mikvoyes shveres aneid. So the aloche of viruv implies that the mayim that is in this corner of the mikveh is considered to be in the other corner too. So if a person is stable himself in one corner of the mikveh, al pidin, it's considered that he was stable in every drop of the mikveh, because it's all commingled together. It's one mayim. So this aloche of viruv mikvoyes, that it's one mayim, that the mayim here is here and the mayim here is here, so that applies to a liquid but not to shalek, that is a solid. And Rabbi Nishmaye here, and Rabbi Nishmaye and the Rosh, of course, they say that the same aloche of viruv mikvoyes, that the mayim in this corner is considered to be the mayim in that corner, and the mayim in the other corner is considered to be in this corner, because they all commingled, applies to shalek. Then another reason is why Rabbi Nisimcha at the end said that you cannot be teivel in shalek while it's in the form of shalek, is because the shalek, so in every shalek, so you have the pillar, the amudim of the shalek, and then on top in the form of an arch. And the aloha is that matvilim ba'amudim ve'matvilim be'kifim. So what's the shita of Rabbi Nishmaye and the Rosh? They say that you can be teivel in shalek, but in every shalek you have the kifeh, the arch on top. The answer is, they we say in regard to a wave of the sea that breaks off. So if someone is teivel in the arch of the wave that breaks, so then it is considered to be teivel ba'avia. It's not considered to be teivel b'karki. Is considered to be teivel be'avia, and tefillah has to be bikat. But if he's teivel in the amudim of the pillar, so then that's considered as being set up on the karke. But the water or in the kife, in the arch, is not considered to be set up on the karke. Mash, that's in regard to mayim. But shalek is a solid. When you have a solid, now let's say, so when you have a mezuzah, so you have the post and you have the mashkov. So we don't say that the mashkov is not set up on the karke, because it's a solid. So it stands as a solid. So shalek is also a solid. And what's the shite of Rabbeinu Simche? That it's not a full solid shalek. It's not a full solid. So, it's like a liquid, and in a liquid, so if it's the kife, so it's not considered tefillah b'karak. All right. Now, then there is the shite. But all these rishonim, So they all agree that the psul of shov doesn't apply to shalit, except the balamoya and the second loshin in the smag shat in the tisefte in perik beis of tares. So according to them, the psul of shov applies to shalit as well. And when anshe nidve were made that Rabbi Shmuel was matir a mikveh out of shalek, so they didn't use it b'yodayim, but they did it, they were m'male b'katev, and they did it derech hamshoche. And so from this balamoya, we see that balamoya agrees with the shita of Chachme Venetia, in contrast to the shita of Chachme Italia. Alright, that's the shittas in regard to shalek. Right now, the second Mishnah. Mekvoshim u'meishlokis. So the Mishnah says, Mekvoshim u'lepeslim v'lemali, hamayim b'intmeim b'intayri. U'mekvoshim, let's say if you took vegetables and you soaked them, let's say in water, so then that's mekvoshim u'meishlokis. If you cooked something, if you boiled something, so it's meishlokis, that is also mayim. So Mimele, the psul of shov applies. The psul of shov applies. Mikvoshim u'mishlokis, shenir bishom ben pires v'yelokis. Or initially, if it was boiled. We heard it. So in other words, so we see that mikvoshim u'mishlokis has a din of mayim. We heard it. Nam b'sechas trumas b'sif perik yud. Mikvoshim u'mishlokis al trumas urum lizorim. Birushalmi pori chalo. In other words, that it has a din of trumo, even though originally the mishlokis was ordinary mayim, but you boiled something in that mayim. So if you boiled, let's say perish al truma in that mayim, so that mishlokis is also lizorim, has a din of trum. So the Yerushalmi poichal, we must listen to Oche. The Yerushalmi raises the question: Hoche atovit leichel, vihoche atovit leimashke, vihoche atovit leimashke. So I mean, the kash of the Yerushalmi is very strange. Well, so one, the second teretz in the Yerushalmi, so that's really the teretz, but it's very strange. I mean, what kind of a kasha is it? So the Yerushalmi asks, hoche atovit keichel vihoche atovit lemashki in trumei. So we say that mikvoshim, if peirish al trumo were boiled in water, so that water, so on account of the fact that it absorbed the tam of the peirish al trumo, tam tikea, so mimele it's also lizorim. So we say that water itself has it in like an eicha. Has it not like an eicha? Otherwise, it wouldn't be trumo. It wouldn't be true. So, because the mayim were not originally truma. It's not like, let's say, when you squeeze out the juice of grapes, so that's wine. So that's yain shel truma. So that is yain shel truma. So there it is originally truma. Mashenken here, it was all at the very outset, it was ordinary water, but it absorbed through cooking, it absorbed the tam of the perish of truma. So it's also lizoy. So in other words, we treat it like an eichel, not like a mashk. We treat it like an eichel, not like a mashk. Mashik, but here in Mikvoyes, the Mishnah says in the Pesel of Limalin that the psul of shov of gimulugi maim shuvim applies to mishlokis, so we treat it like a mashke. So actually, I mean, it's very strange. The whole kashya of the Gemara is very strange. What kind of a kashya is it? Here, we got in mikvois. So the shaila is, in order that the psul of mayim shuvim should apply, so the question is, does it have a shem eichel or it has a shem ashke? So it has a shem ashke, not eichel. Even though it absorbed the time of eichelim, but it still has a shem ashke. So mele, the psul of gimulugi mayim shuvim applies to it. But over there, is it important whether it has a shemeich or it has a shemashke? I mean, the isa of trumel izarim applies to eichel, it applies to mashke. It applies to perish and trumo, and it applies to yayin and shemen. So, it's the same isa. So it applies to eichel and to mashke. So over there, it doesn't make any difference whether it has a shemeich or it has a shemashke. The question is it trumo or it's not? So what kind of ikash is it? So we have to say that the kasha of the Gemara is Einoch Name. The Isa of Trumel Izorim applies to Mashke just as it applies to Eichel. But here the Mashke is water. And the water by itself, per se, is not Trumel. And it has to become Trumel on the basis of Tam Kikya. So why? Because it absorbed particles of the Perish of Trumel. As a result of the cooking, of the boiling, it absorbed minute particles of the perish al trumo. So perish al trumo. So the mele sins, it's on the basis of tam ki ikea. So then we have to say, what do you mean tam ki ikea? That the fact that these particles, these invisible, minute particles of the perish al trumo that were absorbed by this mayim, so and to such an extent that it gave it time of the perish of truma. Let's say you cooked apples shel truma. You cooked in the mayim. So they absorbed minute particles of the apple shel truma to such an extent that when you drink it, you feel the time of the apples. So, since, that's the kasha of the Yerushalmi, since the mayim by itself, per se, is not truma, and it has to become truma on the basis of tam ki ikea, because it absorbed the minute particles of the apples, so if it doesn't have a din of eichel, so then we couldn't apply the aloha of tam ki ikea. Because in order to be considered truma, it must be on the basis of tam ki ikea. What do you mean tam ki ikea? That the fact that the apples give it tam in that water, so that means that it is considered like the apple itself. So memele, so if we were to assume that it doesn't have it in a vehicle, so memele you couldn't consider it as the apple itself. It's mine. So mele we couldn't apply the aloha of tam kikya. That's the Yerushalmi's kashi. Omar Rav Mane can be kashin, can be rakin, can be eichol, can be mashke. It's the same thing. Can be kashin, can be rakin, can be eichol, can be mashke. It all depends. You see, when the Yerushalmi. So according to the first lotion in the first lotion in the Yerushalmi, so not always is mishlokis considered as mashke. It all depends the extent of the time of the absorption of the blie of the minute particles, let's say, of the peiros of the eichel. When do we say that it's also resolving if as a result of the absorption of the blie of the minute particles of the peiros it became hard, very very heavy, very very viscous, the mind. So then it's considered as an eichel. And then we can apply the aloha of tam kikya. But if the peiros, let's say the apples of truma, were boiled in the mayim and it didn't absorb so much that it became hardened, of course it didn't become a solid. It never becomes a salad. But sometimes it absorbs so much of the eichel that it becomes extremely viscous and heavy, while it's still a liquid. So mele, if it becomes hardened and it becomes extremely viscous as a result of the absorption of the minute particles of the perishal tumo, then it acquires a din eichel. So mele, we can apply the aloche of tamgikya, and in such a case, it wouldn't pass on gimel uvim shuvim, because then it's not mashke. It doesn't have a chalisha mayim if it is so viscous as a result of the blie of the eichel. And when does the Mishnah say that the psul of gimel uvim mayim shuvim does apply? That is, it was boiled, so it gave it time, but it didn't become hard. So it's still relatively rach, soft. So then it has a din of mashke, and then we wouldn't even apply the aloch of tamkika according to that mandoma. Oh, but then another mandoma says this is according to Rav Moni. Omar Rav Yisi Babun, afilu teime kam vikashi, kam vikam viraki, neisin tam litrume, neisin tam bimikve. So that's, I mean, this is, if the Yoshalmi didn't tell the kashi, so one would be disposed to say this. In other words, that here, it doesn't matter whether it has a shemeich or a shemashke. Call it whatever you want. Call it mashke. But it still has a time of the perish of trumo. So maybe it's also. But the other man, Domar Avmone, he apparently holds, no, that in order to apply the aloch of tam ki ikea, so if it has a shemashke, so then he can't apply the aloch of tam ki ikea. You cannot say it's like the apples of Truma themselves. But Rav Yisi Babun says, "Afilu teim kavim kashin kavim kaberakin isn't tam mitruma isn't tam mikve." Kli makashin. Now the Rash explained it. Kli makashin she nisav amayim machmas hakevish vasholik. Rakim mayim baalme vodikom akam beichol kam bemashke hay nepeirush dikashin verakim. Rabbi Yisrabun Mishane, the Trumet Pluyim in Sinestam, the Isa Bachile, Avon Mishim Hochel in Afkalim Tiras Mayim Li Mikve. Now, so what else is Paislim Vlemali in Atomit? In other words, if you poured water on the grapes, on the crushed grapes, and then, so then it depends. Until it ferments, it has a din of Mayim. After it ferments, so then it is a din of yai. V'atame dachel yachmit b'sif v'kame dechum namet yon yoche. V'amrin b'gmor amana masnisin lo yirabi lo yirabonon. V'intan amitame dinosem mayim b'mido. U'motzo kede mido se yispot. So in other words, the no change was what? V'rabi yude mechayev. Mane, yirabonon afal gav dehachmit. So according to all the Rishonim, except the Rambam Deraivet, so this aloche that the Gemara Yevamah says, lo yishon la'adrobe, avon merubevei lech posel, applies to meperes, it doesn't apply to mayim shuvim. Pomi mailin, kidufore, b'sheish b'aboyim so mayim shere. ונוסת ביסו מפרס, והכינו אותו ממסו פתרו וסמיים, ומפרס ביחד. תראי כל עשו שם מפרס משל סמיקווה, ולנחס אמנו כמחות מרבויים ואחד וחשם. ופסיב פרק אור למרינון, בקושר התרובי, but if he did it 21 times, then it's possible לגבי מפרס, but לגבי מים שובים, according to all the שאלים, it's kosher, even if he does it 1,000 times. And it turns out that the bulk of the water, it consists of the heretofore mayim shuvim, because it's not shov anymore. Through Ashoke, the shov was poka. So we did not say chizav niyah just because he did it 21 times. But according to the Ravid and the Rambam, we do say it's Chizav Niyah. But according to the Rambam, as the Rambam says, it's only on the basis of Marasayim. So only in this particular case, so there is Marasayim. But in any other case, it doesn't matter that the bulk of the water turns out to be here to fall, Mayim Shuvim. But according to the Ravid, it's not on the basis of Marasayim, but it really becomes shol again. It's Chizav Niyah. But that's also Midrabbanan only, as the Tzemach Tzedek says. In other words, not like the Rambam and the Ravid. Now the Rash. הדיאר ביסל איזייסי ביסל הענובים ושינוי סמר אוף כושר רבי איזי מייר מייצבע פייסל איזי בשלי שלוגים ואין פייסל איזי בשינו מר נופו איזי חיי ומייר בשינוי סמר אוף פייסל כיצד יעשה ימת להצי ידק שומי ויעזו מראה אין למר המי הוי ביה בו עם סומי מלא בקטר ניסל איזי חיי עד שיעזו מראה אין למר המי. So in other words, this Mishnah tells us that the psul of Shinu Mare is unique. It's not like the psul of Shuvim. Shuvim is a psul that passes the whole mikveh. It passes it permanently. Masha'in king Shinu Mare, so it only passes it as long as you have the Shinu Mare. But the moment the Mare changes, so it's all right if the Mare changes. Oh, it's only possible as long as it has the Shinomar. So the halacha is that if let's say you have a Shinomar, but if you have Memso Maim Shinim Shuvim, then you can even dump your daim Maim Shuvim. And in order to revive the real Mar. Alright. Now the Ravid says, in discussing this Mishnah, the Ravid says, he mentions a very big chiddush, that Shinu Mare applies only to Mikveh. It doesn't apply to Mayon. In Mayon, even if there is a Shinu Mare, if somebody is stable in the Mayon, but that Mayon has a Shinu Mare because somebody dumped into the Mayon a lot of wine, let's say, and that resulted in Shinu Mare. So even before the real Mare revives, so it's all right. The Ravid says. Now, what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is because the Psul of Shinu Mare is not a Psul that passes the Mikveh in its entirety. We see that you can, lechatchila, you can dump Mayim Shuvim if it has Memso. So you can dump Mayim Shuvim in order to revive the Mare. So it's only a psul as long as it doesn't have the mare of mine. So mimele, and it can be revived, so mele by Mayon, on account of the fact that Mayon has the capacity of emanating more and more water, so even without dumping anything artificially, by itself in all probability, the Mare, let's say right now there is a Shinu Mare, but an hour later, 2 hours later, the real Mare might be revived. So even if one is stable before the real Mare is revived, it's also kosher. Alright, now. קושי עד הדוח הסלים לחושב שנאמר מצבע פייסלי סי בשלי שלוגים בפרק כמה דמעקה ספורך מהוכה לרב דאומה שלי שלוגים מים שובים שנופל לסיכון קורטף יין ומראים כמראי יין ונופל למקווה לפסלו ומשנה הוסו מה יציב במקווה הוכה חמרה מזיק במקווה ואם פייסלי סי בשנאמר משמציבה Leslie Mamoshe. So Yamtin, so suppose he wants to revive. So if he doesn't have Memso, the Mishnah says he has to wait until it starts raining. But if it has Memso, so he can dump my Mishuvim Biyodai. But if it already has Memso, Malibikatif, Kamkamash, when he shows him, Mashuvim, Pace, when he says, Leilom. Again, what does he mean? Why did he say, Kamkamashma? La Fuke of the Shittas Arayvet. The Rash was after the Arayvet. So in other words, so he says all that, Kamkamashma. In other words, there are so many Rayas from Mishnayos and from Gemores that once you have Memso, so no volume of Mayim Shuvim that is dumped into the mikveh can pass it. Alright. No falisich yayin un meyel vishinu mikzas marov im bar mayim abo imso harez lo yit will be. So in other words, so suppose part of the mikveh has a shinumar. So if we don't have memso without shinumar, so then it cannot even be tevel in the place that does not have a shinumar. Well, you do after mokim shemar of mayi in tovah also tvile tanya b'tisevte mikveh she'im b'yabo imso. ונופל יסייך יין ונשתנו מערוב אין ניפסו בשלישי סלוגים ולא יעיד אלא אפילו חוזרו מערוב לקמי שאו יו כושר. Now the Rash will explain everything. So the first thing that is meant for this after, if a mikve does not have aboim so and mipeiris yayin fell into it, an account of the tarubes of mipeiris, so the mare changed. So it is possible because of the shinomare, but not on account of shleishelugim. Suppose more than gimelugim yayin fell, and he changed the mare. So it's possible temporarily, as long as there is a shinomare. But the moment the mare of mayim is revived, so it becomes kosher. As a result of the taruves of the yayin, hatevil b'mikim ha'mayim b'mikim ha'yayin kilu itoval. So since it resulted in shinumare, so the tevil is natele, not only if it's tevil in the mokim ha'yayin, where the yayin dropped, even if it's tevil in the mikim ha'mayim, And the yayin, and we see that the yayin that dropped into the mikveh did not mix, did not become commingled to the mayim. And these teun kim mayim that is not commingled to the yayin. So still the tvil is no tvile. Kill it over. No flesh slogin, yayin, bein bim kim yayin, bein bim kim mayim, kill enough. Because the psul of gimulugin doesn't apply to yayin. So he said mikveh ayayin, if he had mayim shuvim, and he was masik, he brought the mayim shuvim in contact with the mikveh. So and that mikveh had the aruves of yayin in it. So then, if he made ashok, if he brought the heretofore Mayim Shuvim in contact with the mikveh at the spot where the Mayim was, where the Yayim was, so the Nashoke does not take effect. So mikveh Mayim Tia, mikveh Yayim, and he became a Mayim Tia, became a Yayim, loy Tia. חוב ישני ישברו בים הגודל ומערי הוי סימוקים כמערי סייעים הטבל בי סימוקים כאילו לטובל ולעיד ואפילו נושל השום כאילו של תרומו. Now So the Rashi is explaining it. We already explained it. Pirish. In the some shlishi is looking mayim shuvim shenof, which is shalom areim. Of course, akil amar of course, akvisol. Kill litoval. Shalim mikem mayim aboim so. Dikul hoyor aboim so. No flukim mulugim. Yain shlishi amareim kill inoval. Viteveil. Beim mikem mayim. Beim mikem yain. Hoyoshohu, voya bishioshni mikvois is always. Visikli mikve kosher, kilachirli trile. Hisimoka yayin zevizalitie. Avo pishiyesh mikimamayim shio mikve. Dishuvim ninu, vilisalkali ashokeshim kimayayin. Novel shom kikosho trumo tome, imayayin tome. Ufere kame de makis. Maisa praise, vilgasinon also. Viloyoid, elgasinon, kain. No falsum kiko vomarosom, malditei miki kavracheske, och namiki trigumacheske komashmelon, udamrinosom, dafki magodlikai vikaimi, so they do not become commingled with each other. Avonar baume, loy. Now, Rabbi Kveiger raises the kashi against the Rabbi Matanor, and this mission. Mishneh, shloy shalugi maim in off the second court of Yai, vari marayan kimara Yai. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. So the way it appears in our text is Shloi Shalukim Mayim Vinofal Yisechon Kotev Yayin Vahari Mareyen Kimare Ayayin Vinofal Mikveloi Paslu. So that means that the Rabbonon say that if you had Shloi Shalugim Mayim originally, and then a Kotev of Yayin dropped into the Shloi Shalugim Mayim, and that changed the Mare to Mare of Yayin, and then the Shloi Shalugim Mayim together with the Tahuves of the Kotev of Yayin, we changed the Mayim, fell into the Mikveh, so it doesn't pass. So it's a big chidashi according to Rabbonov. Because the chidashi is, according to this gilson, in this text of the Mishnah, the way we have it here, so, the Rabbonov of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that Mare is the only important factor. But the Rabbonov say, no, Mare is not the only important factor. But there are two, in order to pass the mikveh on the basis of Gimel Lugim Mayim, then there are two prerequisites according to this girls in the mission, according to Rabbanan. One prerequisite is it must have the shiur of Gimulugi Mayim, and the second prerequisite is that it must have the mare of Mayim. But if it has the shiur of Gimulugi Mayim, like in this case, but the mare is the mare of Yayim, and then that Gimulugi Mayim that has the mare of Yayim falls into it, drops into a mikveh, it doesn't pass on the mikveh. In other words, there are two prerequisites, according to Rabbanon. Shiure veichazus, both. They have the chazus. Now, that's the reish. Now, the seife says, Shlei shalugi mayim chosa kurtev, vino fariseichon kurtev cholov, varei mareyen ki mare amayim. If you had less than Shloi Shalugim Mayim, there was a certain small quantity missing, lacking. So the shiur is lacking, the shiur of Mayim is lacking. And then a kotev of cholov was added, and it has the mare of Mayim. So it's loy paslo according to Rabbanon. Because true, in the reishe, so the prerequisite of Shiure was fulfilled, but the prerequisite of Chazuse was not fulfilled. In the Seif is the other way around. The prerequisite of Chazuse is fulfilled, it has the Mare of Mayim, but the prerequisite of Shiure of Gimulugi Mayim is lacking. So in other words, so this is the Rabbonon, because according to Rabbonon, there are two prerequisites, Shiure of Gimulugi Mayim itself, and chazuse of mine, it has to be white, not the color of something else, of yayin. So This is the Rabbah. And then Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri Meir Hat Leilechacha Amar. So, in other words, of course, Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri would agree with the Rabbonon's din in the Reish. So, if the Mare is Mare of Yayin, so it wouldn't pass. But Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri is Chilek and the Rabbonon's din of the Seder. This is if we are Gers. So, Rav Popeh, the Gemara Maki says that Rav Popeh is a Sofik. Whether we are Geres the way it appears in our text or not, Rove says there is no Sofik. And when the Mishnah says we have to be Geres, in the Mishnah Rove says, Shlei Shalugimai, Chosa Kotev, Vinofali Seichon Kotev Yayin, Vinofal Liseichon Kotev Mayim, Kotev Yayim. So originally, it Shlishalugim Mayim Chosa Kotev. So he doesn't have the shiur of Gimulugim. And then we know for Liseichon Kotev Yayim, Var Marien Kimara Yayim. We know for the mikveh is loiposlo. Of course, loiposlo in such a case. He doesn't have. The shiur, he doesn't have the shiur of Yai of Gimulugimayim itself, and nor does it have the chazuse, of Mayim. It's Mariai. Then the other case, Shloi Shalugimayim Chosakotem Nafu Sechen Kotev Cholov Varamek Maramayim Nafu Mikvalei Paslo. Now the Rav explains this Mishnah, Vinoful Mikvaloi Paslu, Poyo Venirim Kiyai, Umipiris in Paislim Shlishalub. So, in other words, so he explains the Mishnah, Alibe, Rav Popeh, and Rav Popeh himself, and Isofik. But he doesn't explain the Mishnah, Alibe, the Rov. So that's the Kashi of Rabbi Gleya. Now let's see the Rabbi Gleya. Poyo Venirim Kiyai in Koshal, Dobi Makis Davdalit, Maskinon, the Rov, Pshikali, the Gasim, Noche, Hosakot. So according to Rove, there is only one prerequisite. According to Rav Popeh, there is an alternative that Rabbonon require two prerequisites, Shiur and Chazus. According to Rove, so it's a pshites that Rabbonon require only one prerequisite. What Shiur? Chazus is immaterial. Whether it has the Mar of Yain, does the Mar of Mayim, doesn't make any difference. The main question is, does it have Gimulugi Mayim? So, Maskin the Rabbi Pshilal Gassin, or Chosa Kotev, Tanekam, Liyaz, Klaubos, Achazus, Elo, Bishure. That's the important thing. So, the question is, according to Rove, that we are Geris in the Reish, Shlei Shalugi Mayim, Chosa Kotev, Vino, Falisei Chon Kotev Yain, Vari Marayin, Kimara Yain, Vinoful Mikveloi Paslu, and the Sefer says that even if it has a Mare Mayim, so it's Loi Paslu. Allah has Kama Bechamo, if he doesn't have the Shiur of Mayim, of Gimulugi Mayim, and in addition, he doesn't even have the Chazus of Mayim. So Allah has Kama Bechamo. So once he mentions the Sefer, why does he have to mention the Reshe? So Rashi in Imakes himself raises the question. And Rashi says, but the Mishneh, according to Rove, so the Mishneh mentions the Dovar Harogim. So when wine for drops into water, then it changes the Mare. When milk drops into water, it doesn't change the Mare. So this is what Rashi says. But Rabbi Kiriga says something better. He says, give me that feeling. So for diktone klal or ish, kim da filo bino fal cholo, di mare yuki mayim liposo, mi kolshkin binishtane mare, so chleima di nokin ribuse, di afilo binishtane mare, mi kol mokei, daf ke chosa kotev. So the reason is why the Mishnah mentions in the Reshe, the case where the mare is not even, where both the shio is lacking and the mare is lacking, in order to advise us of the Tridesh, that afilo benishtane b'mare, mikol mokim davke chosakotev, So he implies only Chosak Kotev. Mashenkin, if it's not Chosak Kotev, Lafuke of Rav Popetz alternative in the Mishnah. So if it's not Chosak Kotev, then it passes in spite of the fact that he doesn't have the Chazus of Mai. Chazus of Mai. We have to say in Rashi too, why doesn't Rashi say that? Probably Rashi means that. In other words, that why did the Gemara mention something that is Ogil? I mean, what's the significance of it? Because when this, if it happened the way it is Ogil to happen, so then there is a Chidesh, then the Mishnah implies that only because it's Chosak Kotev, so it doesn't passel. But if it hadn't been Shloisha Lugim Chosak Kotev, just Shloisha Lugim Amesh, and Nofal Kotev Shel Yayin, and even though we change the Mare into Mare of Yayin, then it doesn't pass. Then it does pass. Rashi could have meant the same thing. All right. But that's not the thing that Rabbi Yehuda is trying to point out. This he only mentions the parentheses, Agavur. So, according to Rove, so the girls in the Mishnah in the Reisha is, Shleish Lukim Mayim, Chosak Kotev, Nafu Zirak Kotev Yayin, Varamik Mara Yayin, Minafu Mikro Lipaslu. So the reason is why it's Lipaslu is because the Shio is lacking. But if the Shio is not lacking, even though the Mare, the Chazus of Mayim is lacking, then it passes. Then it passes, according to Rove. So, Mimele, so according to Rove, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yechemenu emphasized the element of Shiure, and that's all. And Rabbi Yechemenu emphasizes exclusively the element of Chazus. Elo, the Rav Popin Misapkalei, Vishem Okutev, Gal Sinon, Rabbi Yechemenu, Polik, Ragaseife. So Raga Seife, so Vimkin Amaikos of Arash Viarav, Bipshitis, the Tanekame Tali Gamkim Hazuse, Kimdra Pope Misapke, Urove Pshite, Havel and Mikat Kirove. So that's his cash. In other words, the Rab, Migratinore, explains the Mishnah Libra Rav Pope. So why Rav Pope? First of all, we pass like Rav. Secondly, the time Rashi follows it even more than the Rav. So most of the time Rashi will explain the Mishneh Alibe de Mandoma that we don't pass. So the Rav also has that. I mean the Rash is not accustomed to do that, but it's not a Kash. Alright. Now So the Rash does the Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda raises his Kasha against the Rash too. Because the Rash only quotes what Rav Pope says and what Rove says now. So the Kasha is, we pass like Rove, so Mimele you should mention Rove. All right. Now, Avasheni Toya. Now there's the other Mishnah. Mishnah Vov, the Machleike between Rabbon and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rav, we pointed out that the Rav mentions that Rabbi Yehuda only applies it to a tefillah that is midrabbanan. But if the tefillah is required midraise, so then even Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't apply the halacha of gedachtes. That's according to Amando Amere. According to the other Amere, it's just the other way around. That Rabbi Yehuda apply as reference, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan have reference to a case where the tefillah is midraise. So then the Rabbanon don't apply gedachtes. Mashein kein, if the tefillah is only required in the Rabbanon, if one is stay ve'ilechel b'mayis ha'sheni, or one who is toy alechel b'mayis ha'sheni, he stay ve'ilechel b'truma, or one who is toy alechel b'truma, he stay ve'ilechel b'kedesh, because it's mayis in the Rabbanon, so then even the Rabbanon would apply the halacha of the gedachtes. So the Rav mentions that. Again, the reason is because there's the derech of the Rav and Rashi. whenever there is a machlekes in the Gemara, so they prefer to explain the Mishnah in accordance with the view that we don't pass. We don't pass. Now, here, the Rash too. Aber sheni toya di islei gudach. Kidam gino bisikin de yashin, utligos ba meire, di keman do omar, machlekes mailes de rabonon. Aber mitu mil taire di vaka sheni tomei. This is the mandoma that the Rav mentions. We can mandoma machlekin to militare, but the Rabbonin de Vahakla Vashini Toi. Tanya Liel, Piti Sefte, Shloi Shogum Yeshe Menachla, Reili Vatachteinu, Shloi Eskrim Eskrim So, Vem Tzoi Shomem So, Reb Yude Eimeir, Reb Meir Oye Eimeir, Mavrimim, Ben Tachteinu, Ben Elieinu. So, because Reb Meir holds not only Gudachis, he also applies the Alochem Gudasim. That means good achis we apply. Good asik we don't apply. Chachomim mikari kachim adilam mitzoyis sheyish laboim so pirish chamei al islei good achis good asik. Rabbi Yudei good achis islei good asik leslei. V'rabbono nafil good achis leslei. Umasnis rabbonon hi. Now, this is how the Rash explains that the reason is why the Rabbonon in the price in the Sefte say that he cannot even be Teiver. Bitachteino is because the Rabbonon Achelik not only on the din of Gudasik, the Achelik on the din of Gudachis as well. But the Rambam Shit is to the contrary. The Rambam mentions, we discussed that Rambam. So, the Rambam mentions that this din, the reason is why he cannot be tevil in either the Tachteino or Elieino, but only the Mtsois, is because Zeichlin in the Marvin. So it's not on the basis, that we don't say Gudachis, but because Zeichlin in the Marvin. Uf in der Yoshim, Meisel, Apreisel, Meisel, Meisel, Rabbonon. Uf Rishpeg, Meisel, Gitten, Maas, Matayim, Rabbonon, Maas, Wissen, Mishim, Nitech, Latfiach, in Echibo. What it means, Tefeach, Latfiach, in Echibo? Tefeach, Latfiach, in Echibo. If it's not Beishber, then it's in Echibo. If it's in Echibua, so then Tefeach, Latfiach, is in Echibo. But if it's Beishber and on the same level, then Tefeach, Latfiach, is Echibo. Oy tayn bi sefte nik vi shish vaboym som khvon iz vi od peiz vi tovlo ze khaze og ish toy va shli to mikir de ei se vi bey og ish mayim yakhod mal vi katem nis le sir vi toy rab yude ei mei oy de og rag shol ish mayim yakhod yei re bitay vi toy na mish tevo so we saw that the rab the second part of the mishnevo hit vi be sadus. So the Rav Bertinore applies it to the same question as the Reish of the Mishnah. In other words, where the second tefillah is a good tefillah, even though it's diminished by the drop, by the water that was absorbed by the sagus. So then the Mishnah says that as long as part of the sagus of the cloth is still immersed in the mikveh, so then even the mayim that are absorbed in the sagus are mitzurev to the mayim the mikveh. And this is how the Rav not know it. But that should be told in the machlekes. In the machlekes as to whether we say gudachis or we don't say gudachis. So the Rav says in Ochname, the second part of the Mishneh of Itvilei is a sagus. According to the view of Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah is saying it, not the Rabbono. Now, the Rash explains it differently. The Rash explains it, applies the second part of the Mishneh, the Mitzvahs of the Mishneh, because then it has a Reish, a Mitzvahs, and a Seif. So the Rash applies the Mitzvahs of the Mishneh, not to the question as to whether the second tefillah is a good tefillah, but it applies it to the question of Shov. So the Mishnah is that some Mele it can accord with everybody. Because all that the Mishnah is saying, the Mishnah doesn't say it will be Sasagus, Mikhtos Negea B'mayim. So the second tefillah is a good tefillah, even though in the Mikveh there is a little less than Memso. That of course, according to the Rabbonon, we couldn't say good Achis. But the Mishnah discusses another din, and that other din can accord with everybody, with the Rabbonon Fabira too. In other words, we're not worried now about the Shiur Memsor. Because suppose it started to rain later, and we have no problem with Memsor, but we have another problem. When the first one was Madgil the Sagus, the cloth, the garment, so at that time it had exactly Abo Imsor. Mimele as a result of the immersion of the garment, so a small quantity of water was absorbed by the garment. So how much water was left in the mikveh? A little less than Memsor. So and then suppose he picked up the garment completely above the level of the water, and after that he wrung out the water from the garment, then the whole mikveh becomes possible, because at the time he picked up the garment, so less than Memsor remained in the mikveh, and then the water was squeezed out from the garment and dropped into the mikveh, and there was gimurugin that squeezed out, that it was exuded from the garment, so mele it passes the mikveh. Mashein keniv, at the time that the gimurugin was exuded, was squeezed out from the upper part of the garment, so the lower part of the garment was still immersed in the mikveh, so even the water in the upper part of the garment that was above the level of the water in the mikveh is not shalom either, because they are still mechubah. And that means, so even the Rabbanan can agree. This is how the Rash explains. Now the Rambam understood the Mishneh the same way as the Rav Datinore. But the Rav says that the Mitzias of the Mishneh accords only the view of Rabbi Yudeh. And the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yudeh in the ratio of the Mishneh. He passes that even before you rago solishim, it is b'mayim. So the sheni is not toil. He's not toil. Why? Because the Rambam passes, we don't say gudachis. Still, he passes the mitzias of the Mishneh in regard to the tefillah, to the second tefillah. That if it was mikzas of the garment was still immersed in the water, so then and then another person was stable himself while part of the garment was still immersed in the water, even though in the mikveh itself you didn't have memsor, you had, let's say, 30, 40, so minus something, so then it's a good tefillah. So the question is, how can he be mizakeh shtor lebitrei? So the Rivosh says that according to the Rambam, there is a difference between the case of Yod Shnayim V'Togol Zerach Hazeh V'Hoyu Ragov Sholvishei Neges B'Mayim and the case of Sarus. Because in the case of Ragov Sholvishei Neges B'Mayim, the Raglov cannot, the goof of the person cannot absorb an abundance of water. Only has the drops of water on the goof. So even though there is continuous moisture of tefeach latfiach, continuous continuity of mayim of tefeach latfiach all over the goof, but that's all. There is no real water in the goof. So mele, according to Rabbanon, we don't say gudachis in such a case. Mashein kim the sagus. So the sagus, the cloth, it absorbs an abundance of water. It's just droplets of water, as in the case of the reishi, where you just have drops on the legs of the person. But it absorbs an abundance of water. So mele, as long as mixas asagus is immersed in the mikveh, then there is chibo, in spite of the fact that it's in Shepua. Of course, the sagus is not on the same level, the position of the sagus as it is, as Mikzosei is immersed in the water, is not on the same level as the mikveh, the mayim of the mikveh. So, but in such a case, since there is a profusion of the water, so how be mayim? So then, hareyu kilo mechuga. What's the pshat in that Rivosh? That he says in the Rambam. So again, when do we say, we don't say gudachis? Rabbi Yudeh says gudachis. The Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh don't apply gudachis ihr bin ziehes der Nat mir ureven mechuga. Der Nat, let's say, Tumik voice and there is a kesel between, and there is a shiferes aneid. So suppose the Tumik voice are in a shipua, like that, in a shipua, and then there is one mikveh here, and there is one mikveh here, and then b'shipua there is a kesel, and there is an ekev shveres aneid. So then, according to the Rabbanon of Yehuda, we don't say gudachis. Because b'mitzias, there is no actual commingling of water. And there is no, it's not going to remain that way. But if it's in the same level, so there is a din of chibur, or a din of yiruv. But if it's b'shipua, there is no din of chibur. But if b'mitzias they are together, then we don't have to resort to any dinim of chibur and any dinim of yiruv. So memele, this is what the Rivosh means. In the case of sagos, so in other words, if you have the cloth in the mikveh, and the cloth absorbs the abundance of water, so it's b'mitzias miurev, as long as the sagos is in the mikveh. So then, even though it's b'shipua, so we say that they are mechuber and miurev. Now, sagus begedov shel tzemer mishtos nigei b'mayim toyer v'namayim ha'mismatzim nechshom mikishuvim kol mashle oli gam v'namayim v'toyer ha'mikve ha'mayim shebesir ha'shuvim v'chizrin p'islens ha'mikve b'shleish ha'slugin sheb'aboyim surin mechuvoneis v'nischas ha'shegpi ha'sifseyen v'namayim. So in other words, he applies it to the question of Shov, the Rash, the question of Shov. Now, the Rosh has the same pshat as the Rash. You see, the Rambam has the same pshat as the Rambam Tenore. Or the Rambam Tenore follows the pshat of the Rambam. Except that the Rambam Tenore says that it accords with the view of Rabbi Yudeh, and the Rambam, he doesn't pass like Rabbi Yudeh, still he passes this thing. But the Rosh has the same pshat as the Rash. It's not in regard to the question as to whether the second tefillah is Eile, but in regard to the question of Shov. ומתוס נגיד מים תויר, בכל זמן שתוס נגיד המים, וכשיו המים שנשמץ ממנו, שובים, ותויר המקווה, but בתי ואיל, until new water doesn't, it comes in, he can't, according to the Rabbah. Alright. Now, the next Rash mentions a certain sect. Very strange descent. Sabuz begedov shel tzemer, miktos nigia b'mayim toyer, v'namayim mismatzim nechshov mikishuvim, kol zman shel yehel o v'gam v'namayim, v'toyer amik, hamayim shebesich hashuvim, v'chizan peis l'nes amikve, v'shlei shalugin shel yavbo, imso mechavonet, neschaz hashikbias, v'nesein, v'namayim, tani v'nisefte, hid vil be'yeir obdeil o, הרייזות מאיו, מפני שמיים מקלחים, כיצד הוא איסה, מריד הדרך פיו ואיפכו מדבילו, ומעלה איסו דרך שלו. הקייבס למקווה, all right, that thing is mentioned in the Mishnah too. Now then, the Tisefte mentions, apparently strange, dinim. הקייבס למקווה, הרייזה מגונה. If somebody jumps into the mikveh, he's מגונה. Why is he מגונה? What's the issue in jumping into the mikveh? הטבל פעמיים במקווה הרי זה מגונה. הועים על חברי. So we have to understand. So if one jumps into the mikveh, זה מגונה. And if he's טבל פעמיים במקווה, זה מגונה. And הועים על חברי, כווי שיות חולי במקווה הרי זה מגונה. רבי יודעים, כווי שיות חולוב, עד שתים נפשי. So, The Rash explains the last part of the Mishnah, of the Tisefte. Perush, in other words, why do we say Kvesh Yot Cholai b'mikveh harei zeh migoneh? If let's say Ruvein has to be tevel, he's tame, so he has to be tevel, and Shimon stands near him, Ruvein says to Shimon, as I go into the mikveh, you hold on to my head. So Shimon holds on with his hands. So there is migune. Why is it migune? So he says, mipnei. No, the Rash only explains the first part of the Tisefte, but the other din of the Tisefte, he doesn't explain it. There is someone else who explains the last part, but the Rash here, he explains Perush. In other words, Hitlu beyer of Delo, harizet meyo mipnei shemayim mikalchim, mayim kalchim. So he says, Perush mipnei shemayim mikalchim. But the three dinim in the Mishneh, the three migunes, the Rash doesn't explain. Now the last din of migunes, the last case of migunes, so some explain it on the basis of chatzitzit. In other words, because if you hold on, after all, water has to come in contact with every part of the goof. Now, if Ruvain has to be Teveil, and then he tells Shimon, hold on tightly to my head or to my shoulders, so then, at the point where the other fellow holds on tightly, so mine cannot penetrate, so maybe it's a chatzitzit. Alright, so that we understand. But what's the pshat? What's the pshat in HaKefitz L'mikvar is imigune, HaTevu Pamayim Mikvar is imigune? Now, the Rambam also mentions this thing. Now, as far as the last din in the Tisefta, the last Migune, creation alike. So one pshat is because of chitzit. Another pshat that Rishini mentioned is that this Tisefta is reference, the last case of creation alike, has reference to a case where the mikveh has aboim somis and somis. Now, some mele, even if he doesn't hold tightly to the head. If you hold very tightly, so it would involve the question of chitzit. We'll see. I mean, in the next period. So if it's not chofu, so then there might be chatzitzit. But suppose there is another pshat that even if he doesn't hold on tightly to the head, so then there might be, if the mikveh has mem somitzum somis, so then sometimes the person might take away his hand and before he finished making the tefillah, and since he held on his hand to the other fellow's head, so melee some drops of water adhere to the hand, and when he takes away his hand, so then the mikveh does not have memso anymore, a little less than memso. That's another pshat. However, The main pshat in the Tisefte is, and it's not mistaber that it's migune because of ishalev chitze, it's a migune because of a possibility of chisor memso. So then why does Tisefte use the expression migune? Migune means something that's not ourselves, but it's not dignified, it's not nice. He doesn't deport himself in a nice way. If it's shailech tzitze, so it's shailech whether the tefillah was eile. So it's isofik whether there was a chitze or not. In other words, we're not sure as to whether he held on so tightly to the head that perhaps water couldn't penetrate. So it's isofik. So we shouldn't use the expression. Migune. So the main pshat is that this is in all the three cases he's migune because he chose that he's doing it lihokia. In other words, if a person jumps into the mikveh, why does he jump into the mikveh? In other words, he wants to come off. So he's not mischavin for the mitzvah, but he's mischavin to refresh himself. So that's why he's migune. Not osel, it's not osel, but it's migune. And the same thing is, if he's tevil pamayim, so then it appears that he's not doing it because of the din. Because if he did it because of the din, why does he have to be tevil twice? He be tevil once. So I mean, the tzefta does not have reference to a case when one is tevil erev in kippah. So then there are timing to make many tefillahs. But like this, on a plain day, if somebody is tevil more than once, why is he tevil more than once? So in other words, so then it looks that he's mischavin lohokia. So that's why he's migune. And then, kvesh yot cholai, so they say, the main pshat. I mean, all the rishonim discuss this tzefta. So he says, because he's migune, because it looks that he's making a joke out of the tefillah mikveh. In other words, kvesh yot cholai, it's a game. So that's why he's migune. He can't make a joke out of a din. Now, Ted Rivosh says all that. We could the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Milchas Mikvois, Haloche Tes. So the Rambam says, Akev is Lizzie, Hamikva is Migune, Hatil Pamai, Mikva is Migune, Vahimil Havim Ekvish, Otrolai, Mikva is Migune. So he says, because of Rivosh Bichuve, Shabim Miforish, Mishnah Akev is Limikva, Avim Mishab in Litvay, Horim, Smulim, Shin Mishab in Loke, Vichinatil Pamai, Kivishatov Kiro, Loma Heze, Avitavail, Yachshibush in Tavail, Loke. Yoke. והאם החבר יקווה שעוד חולה במקווה נראה שהוא מטעם זה מפני שנראה כמסחיק והנה מסחבים he makes a joke out of it. All right. ותיתו ושני משנה זין דרש ותיתו ושני נראה והנה ואם אביון בין שמיים מכאן מייסה גומי של קרי אמיתו ובמאי ימוד ולא ואין כאן חצי צד חצי צד לתת היום ולתת היצרים שמים אוף מרודודים נפיץ ורי שלו and flattened out מלושים וירקיו תרגום רדידו שהמים עמוקים אך משמי כבר אוכב המים מספש וכולי ואף על פי שיש במסור אין כל כופי מסחס ומים בסחס so what is he supposed to do? He has to concentrate all the water in a certain spot. So there he'll be able to immerse the goof. וכן יסדך שם מקווה אפילו, חפילו העץ מכאן כי יסמוך המים, כי למשיהו לו כמין תפוח, ויעמוק מצד היחו ותהיו לו בן, ולא כתבו שכי מפני שהעץ והקר למצוא בפני המים, וכי משבו למעליהם, כי שיכנסו במים, ועוד יקטון אפילו לכו לעץ מכאן, כי נלו אם פה יעבון מאפילו לכו לעץ מכאן עם שמיים, ונהיהם חושב הפסק, ומסתעבו ממסור, ולבד של יחל כוחו המקווה, דים כנהבו לכי מקווה שחול כביסל וגרד וסונה, תעתיו לשום לי אורסו להתביל לכניס, פרשכים לבקרש, ויש מפורשם גדודים שמיים מפקח שמים אוף קרקו איסוף שאין לי קרקע אחר כי מוקים פצועים וצבוי מודי שהעיר היא ביטבי הביבוץ אינו עוד אום יוכל לפל שם if he sinks the one who immerses who steps down sinks אלו אם כן so in order to enable one to go תפילה he has to put something אלו אם כן היבי חבילי עצים ומטפחן איסור המים ואין מתעלי ביטי ואין ואין לו שנעמיש נמש מכן But then the halacha is, let's say, suppose the ground of the mikveh is very muddy and you cannot step into the mikveh because you'll sink. So you have to put something, a mat. So if you put a mat that is very wide, so then the tefillah is a good tefillah. But if, that's the more needed, but if you put just a very narrow board and there is a possibility that it'll fall off, so then with the rabbonon, it cannot be tefillah. Because of Xere, maybe Mach must be Suse, that's a Gemara Nide. Maybe Mach must be Suse, he'll be afraid. So, and there'll be so much on guard that he shouldn't fall off, so he might forget to make sure that his whole goof is immersed. So he might forget to immerse his own goof because he'll be fearful lest he'll fall off. So that's the halacha mid rabbanon. You cannot put a narrow board in the mikveh, on the ground of the mikveh. But if it's very wide, I mean that there is no possibility of falling off, so then it's all right. So here too, when he spreads out the chpilayitzi mikanif, so he has to spread it out in such a way that the one who stands on it will not be fearful lest he falls off. Otherwise, with the rabbanon, he cannot be taken. All right. Now the Marik in the Chuvas, so he discusses this Mishneh and he raises the question as to why it's not Zeichlin. We are not dealing here with a Mayon. We are dealing here with Meimik. So now, if on the step of the cave, so there is a machat, and then the water doesn't reach, so he splashes the water with his hand. So he splashes the water with his hand. The question is, why isn't it zeichlin? So the answer is, so the Rivosh discusses it, the Marik discusses it, that this is not zeichlin because it is done by a person and then it goes back. The same water, as a result of splashing the water, so the water goes to them, to the step, and then it goes back, so it's not there. Then the next question is, that is discussed by Marik. I don't remember whether Rivosh discusses this question too, but the Marik definitely discussed that. There is aloha fabiosun al vitume, so it's possible. Now, here, the water doesn't reach the step, if not for the splashing with his hand. Now the hand of the person is mikabel tume. I mean the person is mikabel tume. So in other words, the hand of the person is used as a medium of transmitting the water from the cave to the step. So it's avios no di tume. So how is the tefila a good tefila? So Marik says that here when he splashes the water, so he must splash the water in such a way. He must splash the water in such a way that it will always be connected with the mayim in the cave. So mimele, it doesn't involve the psul of avios nal ditume. When does it involve the psul of avios nal ditume? If you transmit, let's say, the water from one place to another place through a medium that is mikabel tume. Let's say if you use, let's say, a metal pipe to transmit the water from one place into a mikveh. So then the water is removed from the original place and it is transmitted into a new place. So mele, that means that the metal pipe, the tzina shel matres, that is, if it's mitultal, if it's not installed in the karka, so it's mitabutume, is used as a medium. So then it's possible. Mashiach in here when he splashes the water, so there is continuity of flow between the mayim in the mikveh and the needle. Right? And the mayim that overtakes the needle as it falls on the needle. So mimele, there is no, it's not considered havioson al yidei tumeh because it's in the same place. It just, the mayim, it's one mayim and the mayim spreads out. And this is used, and his hand is used as a medium of spreading out the mayim without transmitting it from one place to another. So it doesn't involve havioson al ditumeh. This is what the Marik says. All right. Now, the next day. Perikhas. Eretz Yisrael. Tehoiro. The Rav says, "V'afilu ayorei shel kusim shebiseicho shel igozru tumah el al eretz ha'amim b'chutz la'aretz u'mikviseo teirim v'lo marzikin alu b'yishuvim dimistome behech shana'asu." So in Eretz Yisrael, so stam mikveh is b'cheskas kashres, and we do not have to be cheshesh lest the yishuvim. So then there is a possibility So there is a possibility that he chuvim. In other words, we are dealing with the stam mikveh, not at the mikveh that is under supervision, but a mikveh that is not under supervision. So mikveh is amin shebechutz loret cannot be used for a real tummy, because there is a possibility that he chuvim. But it can be used for a balkari even before the takone of Ezra became bottle. So then the balkari was also a bit of a tailor until he stable himself. So the Gemara in Brachah says that that tefillah for balkari, which is only the Rabbanon, so even tefillah in Yishuvim is also kosher. Is also kosher. Kosher in balkarion. So Mela sins Vada Yishov is kosher in balkari. So of course, Mikvah Yisamim Shebechutz Loret, they are not supervised. So at most, what could be at worst? So I mean that it's Shuvim. Shuvim is also kosher for balkari. But Afilu Nismalu Bikilein, Afilun is malo bikilein. So here, the Rav says as follows: the balikari latir on midvateira. The balikari also midvateira chidve. The chitov lafilun mikvesh kol mim of shuvim is muta. So the Rav says at first that a balikari, as far as the takone of Ezra is concerned, that the balikari also midvateira, even before it was nisbatel. So it filay maim shuvim was kshero even for another body, because as far as the chayli is concerned, so you don't need even tefillah in a mikveh. So teskabin maim shuvim is not, but even in regard to a body, so teskabin is not enough, but it requires tefillah in a mikveh. But mikveh shuvim, so it's kshero. So it's much more from the Russian Rabbi that know here that even if it's kulishov, then the Mishnah says, "Afil nismalu bikilen." What it means bikilen? Even though biyodayim he made the mikveh, he filled it up biyodayim. Afil nismalu bikilen shemolumayim bikatev v'yishofchol esir gumo umeisir gumo yish derech she'il chinamayim lemikveh. All the other Rishonim, they explain the Mishnah simply. The Rash, the Rosh, Afin Smalu Bikilen, the Rash, the Rosh, the Rambam, all the Rishonim. Afin Smalu Bikilen means he simply filled up his hands with water and dumped it in the mikveh. So it's Kulin Shol. Kulin Shol. Still it's kosher, because that tefillah is in the Rabbanon, so the Chachomim were made. But the Rav says, Shilil Mayim Mikatev, Vishofol Yisir Gumo, Umeisir Gumo, Yishderech, Shehilchina Mayim Lemikveh. In other words, he made amshoche. So it's mashma, even though that his yontef says lavdavke, but from the lotion of the Rambam, but you know, it's mashma that tefillah libalikari in the mikveh shekulei shov, and where no amshoche was realized, is possible. But when the Gemara says in Daf Chof Aleph in Broches that even if it's kulei shov, it's kosher, more as reference to a case where it was kulei shov and then it was mamshel mikveh. So we pask in the tav shochem mikulo is not kshero, but legabit tefillas balkari it's all right. But all the other rishonim say, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ravid, that even without tav shochem tefillah in mayim shuvim, even kulei shov, is mutar libalkari. But from the Rav's loshin, it's mashma not only if tav shochem was realized. Yamshoch is realized. So it is Yontef, that it is Yontef says that it couldn't be, that couldn't be the pshat in the Rav Batanore. Because then the Rav Batanore would be very difficult. Because the Rav in Pirit Beis explained the Machlekes, Hamalekan Kanim ala Gagli Navda. So the Machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Zarim Elimin is Kshomimuim Yesh Mikmat Maim Bibir Yishovim Vav Yishovim and Rabbi Shuaim Abikach Mikach Yishovim O Yich Pabal Yare. So he explains it on the basis of a Machlekes as to whether Hamshoche Bikule is effective or is not effective. And over there he says Vein Alochi Ki Rabbi Zarim. So the Alochi is like Rabbi Yishua that Hamshoche Bikule is effective. Hamshoch Bikul is effective, so that means that even in regard to the tefillah of a regular tomei, midraise, where the tefillah is midraise, So the Rav Paskins, the Tam Shocha Bikule is effective. Like the Chachmei Amarov. So Mila, what kind of a Chiddush is it here? Ligabi Balkari? The Gemara says in Broches, and the Mishnah says there is a special Kule. There is a special Kule Ligabi Balkari, because the Tefillah is only the Rabbanim. So if we say that if without Amshocha it's kosher, then we understand the special Kule. But if it's kosher only al the Amshocha, so what? What's the Chiddush? So Mila, he says that the Rav says it Lav Davke. But why should we say lav davke? Why lav davke? After all, the Mishnah doesn't mention shofchulis yergumen. He mentions it. And so the Pashas Haloshin is nismala bikilim means without amshach. And then the Rav mentions umole bikume. So why, how can we say it's lav davke? But, so we have to say that according to the Rav, the Chachomim were not matir in the show without amshach. But in the show with Amshach. But the Rav says in Perik Beis, Vein Halochik Rablezer, Halochik Rabbi Yeshua. And he explains Rabbi Yeshua on the basis of Amshach. That means he paskins that Amshach Bikule. But according to what we said at that time, that Amshach is to be distinguished from another Amshach. Because the other Amshach, where the Rav would paskin, like all the Rishonim, that Amshach Bikule is not effective. After all, we paskin like Rablezer ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov says that Amshocha is effective birbiye. In other words, if we have rov in shuvim and only miut shuvim, and then Amshocha birbiye v'amshocha. But if you have rov shuv, then Amshocha is not effective. All the only rishonim who passed with Amshocha because it's effective is Chachmei Amarov. No other rishonim. So why should we say that Rav? But over there. So there was no shuvim at the very outset, because when he set up the kankanim on the roof, it was for the purpose of linagvon, and then he does it. So it didn't become shuv through milubitli. But if Reb Lezer says that if he will be kifeh, so then it will become shov. But the Rabbi Yeshua says that if he's kifeh, that's a form of amshoche, so mimele, and we explain the Rash, because the Rash is the kashe, since it was linagvon, so why is it possible? So why is it possible according to Rabbi Lezer? So the Rash says that because if he's kifeh, so then retroactively it's actually. So in other words, so over there it can only become if he will be ma'ada b'yodayim. So then it will be actually. But if he does it al the amshoche, so then it's not actually. So mele through amshoche he prevents the shem shov from being chal. So when the Rav passes like Rabbi Yeshua, so it doesn't mean that the Rav paskins that Amshocha is effective b'chulei, even when the Shemshov was already chal. The Rav only paskins like Rabbi Yeshua that Amshocha is effective when Shov didn't chal, if the Shemshov was not chal. But there is a possibility without recourse to Amshocha, so then retroactively it would become Shov because of Achshele. But since he resorts to Amshoche, so he doesn't become retroactively show. So mele, in such a case, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and the loch is like Rabbi Yeshua. But where it already became show, and you have to be mafkiyad in show, then Amshoche Bikul is not effective. Why? Because the way we explained, why is it that Amshoche is not effective Bikulei and is effective Mirutei? Because in Shov there are two aloches. One is a psul, and one is that if it's Kulei Shov, it doesn't have a Chalishen Mikveh. Hamshoche is capable of being Mavki Adeshem Psul, but Hamshoche is not capable of conferring the Chalishen Mikveh on Mem So Mayim that did not have a Shem Mikveh heretofore. So then Hamshoche is not capable of conferring the Shem Mikveh. So that's only Shayach if it already became Shov. So when the Memso Mayim fall into the Mikveh, so the shemikve was not chal. Masheikein, if the purpose of the amshoche is to preclude the chalei shem b'pshov, so memela that means through amshoche, when the kankanim will spill into the mikveh, let's say when he breaks them, so when he breaks the kankanim, so when the kankanim break, fall into the mikveh, so at that time, because of amshoche, so the mikveh will be chal at the very outset. So memela, amshoche is effective. So memela, we can explain this Rav Nevadim bar Tanore. Kipshute, that his shite is that Kulei Shov is possible even with Tfilas Balkari, but the Haloche, the Kulei Lidabe Balkari is that Amshoche Bikulei is effective to be Mafkia the Din Shov even though it was already Chal. Alright, Shebe Eretz Yisrael. So that's the status of Mikvois in Eretz Yisrael. That's the status of the Mikvois Ha'amim Shebechutz Loretz. And Shebe'aretz Yisrael. So, Shechutz l'mafteach, Sheir maflimitis. So, the mikvois that are located, Chutz l'yir, where people don't go, people don't use, so memele, even though there is no supervision, so there is nothing to be chesish. Since it's Chutz l'yir, it's Chutz l'mafteach, and very few people handle it, so we don't have to be chesish. Maybe a number of people wash their laundry in that mikveh, and that brought about the diminution of the memsor, and then another person dumped in water, the mulugin, so he puzzled it. Because it's chutz l'mafteach ha'ir. So in other words, very few people handle it. So k'sheir maflimides, milifnim min ha'mafteach. But suppose it's within the city and it's not under hashgoche, so memele we have to anticipate the possibility maybe the people, by constantly using, washing their laundry in the mikveh, so they might have brought about a diminution of the memsor, and then they, when they wash laundry again, they poured in gibulugim ha'im shuvim, so they passed the whole mikveh. So milifnim ha'mafteach k'sheir ba'ikar yimpsul chalat meim. Reb Lezer Eimer, Hakrivim Liyir Lidelech, Tmeim, Mipnei Hakvise. V'yorchikim Teirin, Reb Lezer says, that even if it's Chutz Liyir, but if it's Korev Liyir, so it's very likely that a number of people wash the laundry, so Meile, there is a possibility that it became reduced to less than Emso, and then Yimulugim Shuvim was dumped into it. As a result of the Kvise, so it's possible. So real tmeim cannot use it, but ocheikim, so no one uses it, washes his laundry there, so it's there. All right. Shechut mafteach chutz pesach hamdina k'sheir aflim is latir lebalein v'al gavdik is kvoretz v'chashin in shemcha seir moyin ochla mayim shum nismau t'chutz la pesach hamdina regl niyod mitzu yishom v'fnim mafteach v'fnim pesach hamdina upsum l'cholam tmeim shem niyod mitzu yishom arbe u'imal imikatev mayim v'nesi shom l'chav izil yichetz v'tnei akvizi shish limecha seir moyu v'nipsilu b'na keilim שמחפשים שום ואחרי תמתירים שמחפשים להם ולכל מחש לאוכל ואין הלוכה כרב לעזר. In other words, we pasken like Tanekame that even craving Liyir, so we don't have to be chishish for a chisor in Memsor. Now the machlekes between Rab Lezer and Rabbonan is not the machlekes in Mitzies. The shayla is in the whether we have to be chishish for that. That maybe because of the unusual and the infrequent washing of laundry by certain individuals, that it became a mikvah chaser. So we don't task like Rav Lezer. All right. Now Mishnah Beis. Eilu Balikarian Shein Tzrichen Tfileh. So Ezra was misakin originally.